Okay, good vach. Okay, so as I said, we're going to Bez Hashem hopefully finish off the sugi that we've been working on the previous 2 weeks, which is the Rambam's startling comments, at least for our generation. We have a hashkafa that's very different than what the Rambam expresses, especially in this piece, which is the Rambam said. Maybe we'll just reread those lines. He says, right, Harbe pa'amim yit'u b'nei adam. Very often people mistakenly, and they'll mistakenly think, tzatz pu'ulis ha'adam ha'boyis l'b'chirosoy, shum mucher chagleim. They think there's certain things that really are coming from the b'chira person. They think that they are forced into them. B'zivug ploini, like such and such a zivug, ayayay zeh ha'mamim b'yadoy, b'zev bilti emes, it's not true. Ki zoy se isha she l'kocha, b'ksuba v'kidushin v'ksher loy, l'kachas loy, Hashem doesn't get involved in mitzvahs, and getting married is a mitzvah. So Hashem wouldn't make a gzeira when it comes to performing a mitzvah. The same thing says if the nisun was an avera, what Hashem was gazing on the person, oh, this is a zivug. Of course not. And so so he says, what does it mean? Hakol b'dei shamayim. Kovadishim is going on like natural things that really a person has no bechira over, his height, you know, and stuff like that. The technical natural things in the world or a person's life. Now, of course, this seems to fly in the face of many Maamar Chazal and Gemaras already, and the Rambam relates that we read in his letter to Rabbi Avadya Hager. Printed in Igros Rambam, and he says, "Let's see. Oh, v'zeh she'amru Chazal, bito shel pleini l'pleini. Right? What we find in the Gemara that Hashem decides who's going to who, daughter, the girl that goes to the guy, which one?" Derech schar or derech puranus huzeh. That's by way of reward or by way of punishment. Sheim asas zehel isha zeis isha mitzvah sheroi liten schar behen zivug yafim eshubach hakadosh baruch hu mezavgen zeh lezeh. Hakadosh baruch hu, if the guy does something extremely good and he deserves a reward, so Hashem brings him a wife, special present, special schar, such and such girl. Bito shel pleini. Ah, he deserves bito shel pleini. And also the opposite. And if the Hashem sees it fit to punish these two people, the boy and the girl, the guy and the girl, right, and that they'll live in a life of constant battle and fighting and argument. Mizavgun, then he's mizavig them because they deserve an einish, and this is going to be their einish. They're going to live in a very terrible marriage. And then he says v'zeh ki inyan she'amru, and he brings a chazal to back him up a little bit. It's like what chazal say in the medrash: afilu mamzer echad b'seifa oilam, mamzeres achas b'seifa oilam, hakadosh baruch hu mevin mizavgun zeh lazeh. Right, it's mamzer has a problem. There's not a lot of women on the market for him. So even if there's one mamzeres that he can now marry, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them together. And we said like the Rambam is using this medrash in an interesting way because on the one hand he says it's only by way of punishment. The mamzer didn't do anything unless it's a punishment for their parents. Now they had, I don't know, maybe that would be a possible, Hashem punishes perhaps for, but only if they go in the ways of their parents. So it's a little bit, he's clearly just taking the idea that Hashem is going to, when Hashem decides to get involved, he's able to bring two people that are fitting to each other and put them together. So two people that need this punishment of bad marriage, chas v'shalom, Hashem will find the way to bring them together. And that's the way, v'ein davar zeh shava b'koil, and he says, this is not shava b'koil, meaning it doesn't relate to everyone. It's not, right? Elo le'elu sh'nischaivo y'shezochu. This chazal of bitoy shel pleni l'pleni, right, or we find in other chazals, right, bas kol yotzis v'ameres, v'machrez v'ameres, arboim yom, that actually is even more difficult. The Rambam doesn't explicitly state that chazal, right? So let's leave that for a second. But he says it's only for those who were nischayev or they were zeiche, people that are really good or really bad. There's something, you know, and then Hashem, kemoshi yisha be'ein elakim, the way Hashem sees fit. But on a regular basis, we said for most marriages, the Rambam says Hashem's not involved. It's a mitzvah. You got to do your mitzvah. Go ahead and do it. And we already brought that there's obvious questions. Doesn't the Tashbats, in the Shuta Tashbats already, you know, says, like, I don't understand what's bothering the Rambam, because, okay, it's your bechira whether to get married or not. So if you decide to get married, you got a mitzvah. And if you don't, then not. But once you decide to get married, then Hashem is going to help you find your zivug. Hashem has, you know, has a zivug for each one of us. So it doesn't negate the keicha bechira. That's really the mahal, and that's the mahal that the Tashbats takes, which is that it's really also, it's not a matter of a gzeira. I think everyone would agree to that, that, you know, you have choice. It's coming from bechira chavshas. That's what it seems in what we read in the Tashbats. We'll see the Ran in a second. We started the Ran that what it means, this bas, specifically the baskol, right, or b'chlal, b'itel, Hashem yotza dover, that's the Lashon HaPasuk already, that Chazal are taking off on. That means that Hashem prepared these two, they're suitable for each other, and therefore it'll be easy for them, they'll have like a natural attraction to each other, that's part of it, an actual pull to each other, and they'll naturally be inclined to get married. That's what the baskol is really doing. It's interesting, Rambam doesn't talk about the baskol. The reason I'm saying that Gemara is more difficult l'chayr on the Rambam is because Arboim Yom Kedim Yitzirus Avlad seems to be saying that there's something set up over here before there's any issue of Bechira, before any issue of punishment, and that would be dependent on the girl also, at least on the punishment side, on the girl also doing something bad, right? On the bracha side, on the schar side, maybe the girl doesn't have to do something bad. I don't know, maybe she could just be regular. And Hashem says, you know what? This girl's a good girl, I'm going to give him her. But on the bad side, Hashem's not going to put her into a bad marriage. Right? He might give her a good guy, but he's not going to punish her to suffer because this other guy did something bad. So it's the Gemara that says, Bas kol yotzis machezes by marriage, the Rambam is not explaining to us, but clearly we know one thing. The Rambam gave us his Derech HaLimud, and that Derech HaLimud we saw in that letter to the Rebbe Avadia Yager, he says, there's psukim that there's no other way to learn except that a person has full Bechira, and therefore any psukim in Novi, or any Maimer Chazal, or any comments from any Chacham, you're going to have to shift those. You're going to have to insert into them some kind of meaning to make them shtim with the Pasuk and not the opposite. We make the pasuk shtim with chazal. We'll have to make the chazal. So he'll figure his way out of the baskoil gemara. He didn't, you know. Even if we have a kasha, but that's the mahalak that Rambam is taking. I don't think, by the way, this would be an interesting thing. I didn't have time to ma'ayin into it, but offhand, I don't think that the derech halima that I mentioned last week, that the Rambam is giving us his derech halima, I'm not so sure that others would necessarily agree with that mahalach. I think that again, I would have to do a better search on this. I'm just throwing it out there, but in my mind, from learning over the years, it seems to me that there's many chazals. I mean, let's just start on the most basic level, right? You have the most famous gemara of a pasuk of ayin tachas ayin. Come chazal and say that you can't understand that on a pashta level. Now, I'm not saying the Rambam argues in that. Obviously, the Rambam doesn't argue with that. But my question with the Rambam is, okay, so we have an extreme case, at least halachically speaking, where the pasuk is seems to be saying something very, very clear, and I would actually venture to say that it's actually much clearer than the psukim that the Rama brought legabe zivug. Those psukim are less clear, and the ayin tachzayin is mamish like very, and yet it, everybody understands that Chazal come along and say no, no, like the Gros says, you know, halacha oikeres asapshat in Deres Elio in the beginning parshas Mishpatim. So, and then there's many, of course, there's many examples of that where Chazal come along and are mefarish the pasuk differently than what seems to be obvious, the pshat. It's oike the pshat. So that the Rambam's not going to disagree with. I mean, in halacha yad chazaka, he doesn't say knock out the guy's eye. You know, this is the tashlumin. So where's the line? Where's the line? That's a ha'ara that I have on the Rambam's, you know, description of his, the what you do. You know, it's a svara. It's a very, very strong svara what the Rambam says. How to maybe he would say it's only the gabe hashkafa, not halacha, because halacha, you know, maybe he would hold like those that the halacha is something which is handed out to us from Har Sinai, whereas agadis maybe there is more leeway. There are those who have that opinion that there's more leeway in agadis. It's not pasha b'chlal, but that's a whole nother sugya. Anyway, it's just I'm just being mayor that I do think that from other rishonim it seems that and acharonim that we don't necessarily approach things in that way. In other words, adrabo, we would say it's a little bit similar to the halacha kibasroi. Right? We have a principle halacha kibasroi. What that principle says is that we know the later amoraim saw the earlier opinions, and even though they saw the earlier opinions, they still passing in this way, meaning they must have had an answer for it. They must have had a way of learning it. So I would say, like al derech zeh, if you have chazal that are coming to explicitly give you a certain hashkafa, right? Like we said, like the Rosh Zeran says, you know, the Rosh Zeran uses lashon harambam zal hirchik hagada zu. You know, he was marchik this hagada. It seems that we have a number of chazals that are trying to give us clearly a hashkafa that zivug is min hashemayim, and the Rambam is coming and saying no. I would say that those chazal clearly saw the psukim that the Rambam saw, and that's exactly what they're coming to say: is don't get mixed up by different psukim, you know. And we'll bring you these psukim, and you should build your hashkafa off of these psukim, my Hashem Yotzadavar, for example, and some others that they bring over there, and other rabbi. You know, so I mean, I'm just saying that I would say, okay, I don't want to, I'm not going out fully and being chaver masmerot over here. I'm not you know, deciding this in an absolute way that this is it, but I'm pretty sure if we studied and analyzed the Rishonim and Acharonim in general, we'll find that there's another derech halimud over here, which I think is even the way we learn is not the way the Rambam described it over there. Okay, that's a side point which I think is very important though. Now getting back to the Ran. So the Ran, who quotes, mentions this Rambam in Pirkei Avos in Shmoneh Prakim, as we said, he argues on the Rambam in Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and he says, "V'ulai noimar she'ein gzeira machrachas la'adam shi'isa isha." Maybe the gzeira is not machrachas, sod plainis leplaini. Right? It's not. It doesn't force that it has to. You know, has to be that way, that a person will marry a woman. It's describing that he's going to have a natural teva and a yetzer for that specific person. But if a person wanted to be kofes yitzro, he says there's a natural inclination to want to get married. That's in a normal, right? That's the normal way. They have a person has a nature and a yetzer to get married. But if a person wants to be kofes lechofes yitzro from getting married, or to be parish from her like Abanazai did, because Abanazai Taka got engaged, I think Tosis says, right, that he got engaged, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, I think, and but he didn't go ahead and marry her. Harishus biyadai, you have that permission. In other words, you have permission not to be mekayem, meaning harishus, not permission, but you have that koyach of bechira. Right? Hashem leaves you that bechira not to get married. V'yia michlal asarisim, and then you'll be from the klal asarisim, the people that stay, you know, sterile. They never procreate. But once the person from his own das leans to get married, they'll select for him an isha min ha-shamayim. Right? It was the same basic mahalach as the tashbats. And even though that selection, that min ha-shamayim, they select for the guy, that already was done before the yitzira, before his, like we said, 40 days before his yitzira, and before his bechira. It's the same way that the Gzeres Bein Abisarim worked about Golos Mitzrayim. This is interesting the way the Ran works, the Ran ends off. This is a very deep Inyan. But basically, he's saying there's going to be, it's a Gzera, but not a Gzera that forces, you know, that has to be. That's totally on your Bechira. If you take that step to get married, then that will kick in, that bechira that Hashem made for you, that brera that Hashem made for you, who will be your zivug. Very similarly, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also says, last week we read the beginning of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but the end we did not read. I will mention something I find a little bit strange. I mean, you could check it on your own, but I saw like two svarim, modern day svarim, people today, that explained Rabbi Yaakov Emden is coming to be mefarish the Rambam, so that what we're going to see now, they learn as Rabbi Yaakov Emden's understanding of the Rambam. I think that's an incorrect understanding, and we'll read it together. I think that the Yaivetz is coming to be chaylik on the Rambam, and he's going to present, and then he presents his. I'll start from the beginning of the Ha'ara, and you'll see why. On our Rambam, so he says, "Ein ze klum." You see, he begins, "Ein ze klum." This is nothing. On the words, "Hashem yisbarach li gzer ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah." The Rambam's taina that Hashem won't be gozer when it comes to doing a mitzvah. "Ein ze klum." Nothing, garnish. "Ki Hashem yisbarach yigzer." Hashem yisbarach will be gozer im yirtze pleini. If a person wants ba'asiyas mitzvah nisu isha, a person wants him a kind of mitzvah of getting married, v'yitin libo lishtadla b'kiyuma. Right, and he'll decide to be mishtadl to be mekayim that mitzvah. Then Hashem will be mazman for him, will bring to him the woman who is appropriate for him. Like Chazal say, 40 days before, right? It's decided who goes to who. And specifically, which is according to the ma'isim of a person. Meaning, according to the Meisim, by the Zivug Sheni, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains, right? We know the Gemara, that's their Mezavik Lefi Meisim Shel Adam, that goes by Zivug Sheni. Right? If he's, however, wherever he's holding, that's not the Zivug Rishon. Again, what Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni means, we mentioned, it's a little bit different opinions, but it sounds from here, it sounds maybe from other places, you know, there seems to be the Meiri also holds, and that the Zivug Rishon would be like, where, you know, the ideal, and Zivug Sheni we mentioned is the person is no longer necessarily deserving of what it was. He was Makalkil, so now they're going to give him Lefi wherever he's holding. And that changed from day to day, you know. If it gets better, well, he's going to hit every week. And then, so we mentioned that, I think it was Rav Sternbuch, I saw that he says that nowadays most people were Makalkil, and therefore most people are really just getting Zivug Sheni. Okay, but in any case, that's the now the Rabbi Yaakov Emden continues. Gam amru shemutter la'aris afilu b'chol ha'moed. He also said that it's mutter to get engaged even on chol ha'moed. Shema yikadmenu achah berachamim, because they may bless somebody else, marry her first. So you see that there. You see, first of all, that there is a possibility of you not getting your zivug. So there's right, you have your zivug, but it could be somebody's going to get there first. By the way, the Ran, I'll just go back for a second, the Ran in the next piece, on that Gemara, Shema yikadmenu acher barachamim, he says, Perush, sha'afal pisha gozer ala odom min ha-shamayim bas pleni l'pleni, even though it's decreed upon the person min ha-shamayim, who's marrying who, efsher she'toyol tfilas misha einu ben zugov yiseena. The tefillah of a person can help that even somebody who's not her ben zug is going to be able to marry her. Vasikna de Besoif, but the maskan is the Besoif Yomus. Eventually that guy's gonna die. Oyegershenu is going to divorce her, Vyasena Benzuga, and then her proper Benzug will marry her. So ultimately, who's supposed to, the zivug that's supposed to take place will take place, but there can be some rough times along the way. That's what the Ran is saying. So again, even still, you see the same yisoid is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu set up that naturally and whatever they should find themselves, but there could be things that get in the way. For example, somebody davening to marry this girl, and his davening might really help. Now, it's not so great after, but that's why, by the way, the Paiskim say, and everyone says, you know, you should never daven to marry a specific person, because you could basically be davening for your death, chas v'shalom, or for a bad marriage. You gotta daven that Hashem should give you the right one and give you the das and siyata d'shmaya to marry the isha haguna, the isha hamatima, yeah. Now the Rabbi Yaakov Emden continues, and this I think again that he's just giving us his own opinion. I don't see anywhere after he starts off ein ze klum being doich the Rambam, he never makes a switch to say, oh, now I'm going to refresh the Rambam. So what has he end off? The ein bekol gzeira muchletes v'loy bitul v'shinotzen. There's no gzeira over here. Is there an absolute? And there's no bitul and a shinoi rotzen. There's no changing of mind. It's just like the good rewards and the opposite, the chas from the klalos, right? That are in the Torah. Right? You see in Parshas B'chukos, the Torah says, if you keep the Torah, then the good, you're going to get the schar that he designated for you. The imlav, and if not, you'll get the opposite. You see, there's such a musig over here that the gzera is totally in what we do in the bechira of the person. He says the same thing as by the money case that the Rambam discusses there, but that's basically again the same thing as the Ran is saying, is that there's a gzera here min hashamayim, but that gzera is totally on the bechira of the person. You decide to do the mitzvah, Hashem will now give you the one that, you know, or help you get the one that's most suitable. Now, there is a Shibole Aleket, which I don't know where this is. I saw a few farm, you know, bring down Shibole Aleket Ksav Yad. He says, Habas kol machrezes ve'ena gezeres dover. The Bas kol calls out and doesn't decree anything. Ki im magedes mashe yitzros adlas is beit l'ra. It just says, just tells what the person is going to do in the future. We'll see. But it's in the hand of the Yitzur, of the person, to choose good and to reject the bad. Therefore, a person shouldn't say that he's mukhroch for the bad. If he wants to go in the good way, they'll help him. And if he wants to go in the bad way, they will leave him and let him get bad. From Hashem, the dover goes out. So where did that machshava go out from? From Avram Avinu, who thought in his heart not to marry into the Knanim. He wanted to marry the mishpacha of the Zera Shoshem, who was, you know, more likely to give Yerushalayim from this family in Bali Chesed. Or min Hashemayim eskimu imoy, and min Hashemayim they agreed with him. Lahamtzi lo kasher im levavoy, to give him what was with his heart. Or min Hashemayim echrizu alav tila, and min Hashemayim they first announced Masha osid lasis, what he in the future is going to do. Habaskol machrezes ach ena gezeres. So he's learning again that I think it's the same mahalach, basically, as the Ran and the Teshuvat, is that there's a hachraza what's going to be. Hashem knows what's going to be, but it's your bechira to do it. Again, getting back to the idea of bechira stira, which is unanswerable, so to say, you know, and they just work side by side. But l'maisa, it's up to you. Hashem knows what's going to be, and that's what the Basbol is announcing. I will add that it's not enough, in my opinion, what the Shibbol Leket is saying about the Machrezes Ve'ina Gezeres, because I think it's poshut if there's a bas kol, you know, that why is this different than anything else? Hashem always knows the future. The bas kol machrezes means that it's doing something. So you have to say, I think, like the Ran, and like, I think it's the Ran, right? And the Tashbats, certainly, that say it helps the process after. The bas kol is making that process to go easy, that you're going to find each other. That's the bas kol. It's not that it's not, but it's not forcing you. You're still going to have Bechira. Same thing I saw the Rabbeinu Bachya in Al HaTorah. He says by Rivka.
You can't read that definitely like the Rambam at all. That's pshat mechrezes. It's not.
According to the Rambam, though, it's only al tschar v'oynish, like only in certain circumstances. And here he's learning it that you decide to do the mitzvah, and then Hashem and go in the right way, so then Hashem helps you out. According to the Rambam, you don't get help in doing the mitzvah. You just like, you have to do the mitzvah, it's in your hands, go do it. Yeah.
if you don't add what you added to it, then you can type like that. You're saying that machrezek is machriach something.
Yeah.
There's some help from someone. But
yeah.
If you don't learn that, you don't add that on. Maybe you could have like that.
If you say without the
machrezek is open ended.
It's hard to, first of all, the Rambam doesn't tell us Bechlal how to learn that Gemara. That's going to stay a mystery for us, apparently. But he says Bechlal.
He knew the Gemara. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said. Yeah. He obviously had some way of. Yeah. He has plenty of other hashkafas that he gets somehow very different than what the, you know, different Chazalim learned. He always had ways of getting Masber differently. Okay, so Rabbeinu Bachya says, "Me Hashem yotza adavar." On that pasuk, right, by Lavan and Besua, that they say, "Me Hashem yotza adavar for Rivka to marry Yitzchak." Kloimer hamaisim shiru lechamichichim. Like from what goes on over here, it's mechiach that this is the right thing. Umikan lamadnu. From here we learn sheinyan azivug unigzer min hashemayim. The inyan azivug is nizug min hashemayim. Inyan shamur chazal arboim yoim koyd mitzius of lad bas kol yoytis vaymeres bas pleini lepleini. Okay, then he goes weiter. He says also, "Avol ishem askelus enkach biyodom lanchilo yisalem ki meis Hashem tovoi." An ishem askelus, that's going to come from Hashem. V'idienu b'zek ki ishem askelus yikari mibayis v'hoin. Okay, nishikosev eishes chaim yimtza. V'medrash tehillim boi re'ei kama koshe koyach hazivug. Medrash tehillim says, look how difficult zivug is. Three places. They further dash in another place, and assume nixar mishas yitzira, that the nisuim is nixar from the time of yitzira. Shnemah amusim yini beten and nisuim mini rechem. You see that he's making a point from this pilkum that this is our ashkafa, this is his ashkafa, not like the ashkafa that the Rambam was daicha, really, that it's minashemayim. It's also the same thing I saw in the Sefer Hasidim. I'm not going to read it because we don't have enough time to see everything otherwise. I could tell you if you want to take a look. He has a bit of an arichos actually in Simin Shin Ayin Dalid in Sefer Hasidim, but he says the same is said over there, that the Azivugim, right? Ki Azivugim in Aboire. Azivugim come from the Creator. Aboire Shazivug Azivugim. There's a whole arichos there. It's a very interesting question he's dealing with. Anyway, one more. Okay, then there's a Shutch Sam Sefer. This time also very interesting, interesting idea. Sam Sefer handles a Shaila, but in order to answer the Shaila, he brings another Shaila from the Marik. Why do we not make a Shechiyanu on marrying a woman, im kadosh an isha or noisy isha. So he says, listen, when you get a pri chadash or a kli chadash, so that's like Hashem helped brought that to you. V'kol toli v'kadosh baruch ha'atzma hu yo'atz u'miyofir avol dobra toli be'bechiras v'chefetz adam. It's orichayim shut nun in tshuva nun he. But something that's dependent on the choice of a person and the chefetz of a person. V'ein ha'kadosh baruch u'meshane b'chirasa shel adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change the choice of a person. He leaves his free will to the person. And if this couple didn't want to get married, they chose not to get married, then min Shemayim, they wouldn't have forced them. Shemayim doesn't force them to do such thing. And he says, what do you do with Abraham Yom Kadim Yitzir Savlad? Okay, ain't lano esik min histories. Meaning, some say we're saying a little bit like a shtickle. This sounds very much like the Rambam in that sense. Is that this is something. There's some kind of hidden things in that Gemara, but we're dealing with pshat. And al pi pshat, you have total choice. Whatever that Gemara means, it means. And he says varizal pirish boy. Perish acher nochin in kan mekoyme. The Arizal was mefarish another perish into that. A correct parish, go find which Arizal he's referring to. I don't know. I mean, I'll see an Arizal soon, Bez Hashem. But and then he says, but nevertheless, since it's not finished off by a Kaddish Baruch Hu alone, so that you can't make a bracha on it. There's no shechiyanu because it's not something you got from Hashem. It's something you're doing. It's very interesting. Thank Hashem for this Gevaldige Shidduch. No Shechiyonu, you know, don't thank Hashem. we always have to thank Hashem for the breathing, but the choice, he's saying, is like, it's not shaykh to say a Shechiyonu on this. Now, the Maisa is an interesting Arizal, which again, we're not going to be able to learn the whole piece here, but the Arizal is found in Sefer Alikutim, also on Parashas Vayetze. It's the Parashah of Zivug, so that's where it is. And again, we're cutting off here. I'm just going to read a piece from inside something bigger. But he relates these questions. He has a whole bunch of questions, and it's coming inside of something else. But he says over there also, like, because he brings down a law here that Gishbocho is mezavik bal korcha. So he deals with what does that mean? You ever see people get married? He says people are the happiest. You ever see people getting married by force? Don't answer the question today, unfortunately. I think there is, but you know, in general, most people are getting married, I think, even today, and they're happy about it. So, but then he says also that, and if that was true, that Hashem is mezavik zivugim to a person by force, lo yela mitzvah zupiri v'rivya lo schar v'la einish. The same kind of question that Rambam is asking, then they wouldn't be shy on this schar v'la einish. Ki bal korchin is davik l'ishtai, like they didn't even have a choice. So because this is like part of his questions, he has a whole thing over here, a whole arif inside the teretz, which again is part of something broader. But so he says a chilek over here between the zivig rishon and the zivig sheni, and he says that, let's see where we could read from. So he says, "Zeu beziveg arishoyin, ulaziveg ze beziveg arishoyin, v'vadei ein toirech v'loy nasa ziveg bal karcham, ki im b'ritzayne magamo." Right, by a ziveg rishon, for sure, there's no force involved. It's b'ritzayne magamo. It's interesting, like it's almost like an opposite mahalach to what we were hearing before, that the ziveg rishon is like godly given. But again, let's know what he's dealing with over here. Over here, and that he's relating to a specific place that is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mezavik the person bal korcha. So he says Zalvadvir, it's by Zivik Sheni, she mezavgim oisa lafi maisov, where the mezavgim the person according to his maisim. Zivik Sheni goes lafi the mais of a person. Vizet, so he says basically like this, right? We're, again, he's, you have to realize his shprach is a bit different than what we've dealt with till now. What he means that lo nasa zivik bal kochem, the zivik is not done by force, it means that Hashem's not forcing this story over here. Why? Because they have a natural attraction to each other, which according to Rishonim is what that bas kol does, and is what the Hashem Yotzer Dover is. It's, you have to just adjust yourself to the lashon over here. Okay? But by the zivik sheni, that they're being mezavik him according to his actions. And this person, since he has bechira, sin. And Hashem, who doesn't want any neshama to go to loss, and there's a neshama here that, of a sinner, and he doesn't want it to go to loss. So the neshama of a person who many chatoim and whatever, the person that was chayv gilgul, Hashem brings it back as a gilgul. And then the couple doesn't come back together as a gilgul. Okay, he doesn't come back with his wife. Because sometimes he's mezgalgel in one door, in one generation, and she comes back in a different generation.
So for Zivug Sheni, he's talking about this.
Yeah, he's going to explain now the Zivug Sheni.
But the Zivug Rishon, they are mezgalgel together?
No, Zivug Rishon is without Gilgal. It's just, this is what's supposed to, this was a match made in heaven, so to say.
Okay, so they don't have to make space.
If they don't mess up, then they're not gonna. Yeah, but here, right? So now he says. Now, Sam, it's interesting because there's a whole thing that women don't come back in Gilgal. So you see over here that there isn't that whole sugya. I always tell people, there's a lot of stuff that's written out there and speaks about Gilgal, and the Maisa, it is such a deep and complicated sugya that anything you read on it, if you're not like mamish in the whole limud, means absolutely nothing. Throw it out the window. It's a mistake to get into these things and think that you're going to build a havana with it. It's impossible. So now he says, so sometimes he's going to come in one door and she's going to come another door. So now what happens is this guy who's a magulgal, he's now come as a gilgal. You have to set, Hashem has to set him up with another magulgalus like him. Hashem's not going to take somebody who's not a Mugugelis because that person has its match. So he's got to now find the Mugugelis. She'ein la-benzug, who doesn't have a benzug. Because Mugugelis doesn't come with it. They don't come. The Mugugelis don't come with a benzug or a bazug. Ulezavik shnaim elu dover kashim me'od. And that already is very tough. Because these aren't two parts of an original Shama. B'mashehem metiva meshunim. Because in their nature, they're different. That's why Chazal say it's Kasha Lezavkim Kriyas Yamsov. The Elu Kruim Yechidim. Okay, he gets back to things he's dealing with before. Val Elu Omar Mezavkim Bal Korchon. And on these it says Hashem is Mezavkim Bal Korchon. Listen to this. Eina Kavona Be'esa Zivug. The Kavona is not that he, in the Be'esa Zivug, that he brings them together, that they find each other. He forces them. No. He goes, kulam smeichim. Everybody's happy when they get married. B'yom chasun osam, b'yom simchaz libam. So that they're not being forced into that. Ve'ein ha'koshi el la'amidam. The difficulty is to keep them married. The difficulty comes after. And then Hashem forces them to stay married. It's unbelievable. So many stories out there, so many things, unfortunately. People are suffering in marriage, but because of their kids or because of other reasons, whatever, they can't separate. And that's Bal Korcham. Like Shabbat, who keeps them together, Bal Korcham. And that's a, it's an unbelievable. And he says, he keeps them in one house, Bal Korcham, and therefore there's Chayv Einish. Because the beginning, everybody gets married with their Bechira and with their Ratzon. After that, you're a captive audience. You're trapped if you're a Magulgul in a Magulgulas, right? And if he doesn't want it, he'll get married, he'll get punished. So this is already like a whole new thing. I think it's also a very important thing. the person has to realize. El Maisa, we know that Rizal does say this many, many places, and when it comes to Gugulim, despite my hakdama not to speak about Gugulim, but that there's not really in this door Gilgulim, there's not really neshamas chadashas at this door. The last generations before the Gula, there's really not a lot of neshamas chadashas.
This isn't
Mishnah. Huh?
This then fits in Mishnah.
Oh, exactly. So wait, so I'm saying that it would explain very much, you know, everybody's always talking, and it's true that unfortunately we're getting worse and worse in the inyan of Shalom Bayis. I mean, you know, one of the Mahalchim people say is, you know, the divorce was unaccepted, which is a very nice thing, but at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, if something is unaccepted, then you're able to deal with it. And once it becomes an option, that itself already can destroy the marriage and destroy many marriages. So I'm just saying that it's very, very likely that a lot of, with this Arizal, we get somewhat of an insight to the difficulties that a lot of people undergo in marriage. And again, I'm not talking about the R cases. Like, obviously, we can't get into individual circumstances of it, right? There are cases where a person is clearly, you know, crazy, you know, and the person, they should for sure get out of the marriage. There are stories like that. There are cases. But there are many cases of just people that have difficulty getting along. And lemaisa, if they go for therapy, whatever, you know, the problem is many people don't want to go to therapy. So it's because they feel it's like a stuff on their self-esteem. Like, oh, I have a problem. You know, yeah, he or she's got to go, not me. And of course, usually, they probably both need therapy, or certainly very often both need therapy. And it's not the end of the world. And Adarab, a person should realize that, yeah, there probably is a lot of these marriages today, which is based on the fact that we're living in a, according to what the Arizal says, we're living in a door of neshamas mugugolim, and based on this Arizal, matching these two Arizals together, right, you realize that, yeah. So the mice, this should give a lot of chizik in the sense that people feel like, oh, what did I do? And you know, the Rabbi Shalom, yeah, you have to hear, you have, and that's what you're supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamid bal karcham people. That's the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working to keep you together, work it out. Go, both of you work on it and build something from it, because that's the setup. That's the setup for this matziv, maybe for this generation on a larger level. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know. And it's Torah Hashem Elokeinu, but
the person can grow sometimes the most by working on themselves, and that if Hashem put them in that matziv, and that's the nisayon that person has. If they work on themselves, both of them could grow to higher and higher madrigas through that. If Hashem put you in the matzah to work it out,
So Lamai said, just add to this, that there is a Zohar, we're not going to read it inside now, but it's late, but there is a Zohar also that speaks about the fact that the Shidduchim and whatever is Min HaShemayim. Very often there are people that are tricked to a certain degree, they're tricked into matzavim, yeah? A person looks into somebody and people chas shalom hid from the other side medical things or psychological, you know, whatever kind of information that for sure the guy or girl would have broken it off. They did everything, they did their shtavlis. Obviously, in a case like that, it would be very impossible to say that this wasn't the shemayim. The person does all his shtavlis and does what he's supposed to, and he's looking to do the right thing, then it's pashuk that in that circumstances, that's for sure was min hashamayim. Why? Okay, we don't. There are sometimes a person.
You could say it's the bechira of the guilty party which messed things up.
Well, then it gets into the question whether the bechira of a guilty party can mess up another person or not. That gets into big shayla. So, but certainly, in general, they bring down b'shem the Chazon Ish that there are those who say that in Shidduchim there's Bechira, it's a mistake, there's no Bechira, like Mamash Punkfakert from the Rambam. I've seen that quoted in different, the Stipler also, has some interesting comments on this. We'll just end off with this. The Stipler, it brings down the in Pnini Akilus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Amud Lamed Aleph, Omali Rabbeinu Zechzav Kadosh Avracha, Hine Kvar Nis Amis Vinis Bar Etzli Harbe Pa'avim. It's already become very clear to me, She Mash Omru Chazal, Arboim Yom Kodim Yitzir Zvlad, Basel Yoytis Vaymeres, Bas Plaini Leplaini, what Chazal say of that Bas Koil of 40 days before, Einzug Zero Sheikh Rechi Sheikhach. It's not a decree that it has to be like that. Shavadeti abas pleni azul lepleni azeh. Ela shabas kol omeres shayash vasikach v'hiru uyuloy. That the yashrus is like that, and she's appropriate for him. V'yuchal hasigoyse binokal, and he'll be able to get her easily. V'asiyata deshmaya yia bekivun zeh, and they'll have a siyata deshmaya in that direction. Shetizdamen lo, that she'll come his way. And if he goes straight, when he goes straight, then the Shemaim, they will help him. But also on this remains the inyan of bechira. Sha'adam b'maisav yachal ligram shelo yizke b'avloy tiyashalay. A person through his actions can cause that he's not zeicheter and not his. And on the ba and in the hemshich over there, like two pages later, he goes and says, he brings that the stipler was used to mamish. He was very upset. He said, "Ra chayle ra'isi," that there are those who, because of their gaiva, they ma'abdim biyadaim. They lose their zivug by with their own hands because they think they deserve more. They think very high of themselves. You know, they might think, "Oh, I deserve much more money. I deserve somebody much more beautiful. I deserve much more, you know, intellectual." They have all sorts of people who have all sorts of ideas of what they think what they deserve. And the disciple said that there's people that go, you know, through their late 20s and they're still there, and they would come to him, and the disciple would say, and they would say, like, where's my shidduch, where's my zivug? And the disciple used to say to him, "You already went out with her, but you didn't want her." He's very stark about that. He said, the person is Yerushalayim, the person is Midas Tovus. Don't get stuck on things that are not important, and don't get stuck on things that you think, you know, there are. I heard a story of not so long ago, a guy was about to get engaged or got engaged. I think it was about to get engaged to a girl, and he was very excited and everything was all right. And somehow his brother-in-law, somebody that was close to him, heard about it. And said, "You're really going out with that girl? I can't believe it." Like in a derogatory way, and he broke it off. He was so embarrassed because of that comment. He was so embarrassed he broke it off. That's a crazy thing. Well, the guy feels good with the girl. Somebody makes a stupid comment, and boom. What is that? That's gaiva. That's a, you know, a gaiva, maybe low self-esteem, whatever it is. But it's a midah ra, one way or the other. One second. There was one more thing. Let me see if it's.
You didn't ask the
shayla.
Didn't ask.
No. Oh, so one more ha'ara, which is very interesting. I just want to end with this, is because it's very, very nice ha'ara. The Ben Yayada in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, over there on the Gemara Bas Pleini Lepleini. He has some very nice kasha. He says, Chazal say, "Ruuya ha'isa bas sheva leDavid haMelech alav shalom me sheishes yimei bereishis." She was suitable. She was really appropriate. She was supposed to be his wife already from sheishes yimei bereishis. So he says, like, has that shtim with bas pleni lepleni. So you know, I'm just seeing. You see, it also part of, and he doesn't say the kasha, but from the Teretz, you see he deals with this Gemara. How does it also stem with the Arboim Yom Kodim Yitzir Zavlad? Is it Misheshes Yimei Bereshes, or is it Arboim Yom Kodim? So you could answer, like you said, that this is something very, this was a special Zivug, the David and Bathsheba is going to something much deeper and much, it could be. But anyway, he says, it's that she was appropriate for him, but it wasn't nigzer with a dibur on this. And he says, it's doichik to be mechalik between David and other. He doesn't like that teretz. So nearly b'siyata d'shmaya loymar. So he says, the Ben Ishchai is answering, Ben Yoyada, the kol b'nei adam shabo lo'el mazet chilas bi'osam, nigzer nisuyim shalahem b'sheshes mei bereshes. All people come to this world at the beginning of their bia, which maybe he's referring to like the first time that they're a Gilgal. I'm not sure what that. It's a funny lashon. He might be referring to that the first time they come in order to shtim. He was a big mekobli. Obviously, everything is always based on the riza. Nigza nisun shlem misheshis mebereishis. Yeah, you'll see that. That's why I want to read this after the. So. Oh. That's what you see, it's about on the Arizal here, that those who come begilgal, that their maisim caused them to come to the world again, second time or third time, right? Nigzar koydim yitzir sevlad barboim yom, that was decreed upon them 40 days before the time of the mistaber hu, and that's the time of the mistaber ukruze hu be'ez ha'azro, and that cruises at the time of the hazro, which is 40 days before the Vlad is formulated. Also important. Because the Abraham Yom, I think a lot of people think that Abraham Yom Kedim Tzir Vlad is like 40 days before the Maisa Zivuk. He says, no, it's at the Maisa Zivuk, which is 40 days before the formation of the Vlad. Okay, in any case, as Hashem, we should, I think that the I think when it comes down to Maisa, if people open their eyes, I think everybody talks about this, anybody that's, I think, went through on their own, and other people marrying off kids sees the Yad Hashem, the Rambam's day Lamaisa, he didn't have the Kabbalah. There's a lot of Ashkafas and whatever that we know. Once the Arizal, once the Zohar came in, and the Arizal opened up the Zohar to in a tremendous way, and we were zeichet to many Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Things took a different turn, and therefore that's why the Rambam's Shita seems so startling and so completely different than anything, because it really, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to the gilui of Teres HaKabbalah. But Maisa, it remains, I think it's always important to know the Shita to Rishayim. I think it's very, very important to know the Shita to Rishayim. Also in order to help define, I don't want to get into why, but that, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, we're keeping the Rambam's Yisrael. The Iker, I want you to realize, the Iker Yisrael of the Rambam is that you have Bechira Chavshus. Everything you do is Bechira Chavshus. At the end of the day, to all the Mahalchim, and then even we take the Kabbalah, they're all saying the same thing. You have the Bechira, you can mess it up. You can mess it up, or other things can, So that, the Yisrael of the Rambam, which what was Chashav to him, was that Yisrael. And that, the Maisa, we keep the Tashbat, the Ran. According to all the Mahalchim that we've seen, that stays. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to make the right decisions always, and to see the Yad Hashem and Ashkafa Protus on everything. Hashem Yad Zadavar.